It's 10 at night, shortly after the close of our last episode. As in City Women's Jail, Kate Beekman prays for courage to fight the terror threatening to overcome her. More about Kate in a few moments. First, as Perry Mason and his secretary go to the Beekman home.
Mr. Mason. Joe.
Hello, Audrey.
Mr. Mason, you didn't bring Katie with you.
Where is she?
She's in custody.
What?
She's in jail, Lord.
Mr. Mason.
Give him a chance to tell us.
But I gotta know. Is Kate, is she all right?
Well, she's bewildered and afraid, but she won't be mistreated.
Afraid? I want her home.
She can't come home.
Why?
Why? Because the DA says she killed Gordy Weber. And what he says goes.
Mr. Mason, what's going to happen?
Audrey, Kate is charged with murder because the DA thinks he has solid proof that she killed Weber.
They had proof I killed him.
Yes. Evidence you gave them when you tried to protect Katie. Ed, I'm talking mainly to you. You only make trouble when you take the law into your own hands.
Yes, yeah, sure.
What's the worst that can happen?
Mr. Rapp will go to the grand jury, get his indictment, and bring Kate to trial.
Can't we go in and tell him?
No.
What if we explain to him?
He wouldn't listen. She's my daughter, Ord. I'm a con.
Not anymore.
Don't kid yourself. I'm on parole. Her old man's on parole, so that's two strikes against her. You'll never forget that for one little minute. Oh, they tell you different. Pay off your debt, they say. Do your time. You'll start all over with a clean slate. Sounds real good, doesn't it? I did just what they said. I got a job and I made good. I was all set to buy Audrey a house in the suburbs. It's a laugh, huh? It's only corn in front of the chicken. They sprinkle a little corn out in front of you and you follow it. You get so busy swallowing with the hand out, you don't see where you're going till they put your head in the block and chop it off.
Ed?
They couldn't do it to me, Ord. I was too careful. So they take it out on Kate.
Stop it, please.
All right. I'm all through. I was all through and they sent me to stir, only I was too dumb to see it.
You getting up, Ed?
What's the use, Mr. Mason?
Kate is innocent.
Yeah, that cuts a lot of ice.
I believe it.
All right, let's have the rest of it, Mr. Mason. Honesty is the best policy. Justice will triumph. Just more of the corn they throw in front of the chickens.
Ed, justice will triumph.
I guess you believe it. Maybe it's true for some folks. Maybe they got two sets of rules. Maybe they throw the rules out the window when they go after the daughter of a con.
No.
How are you gonna lick her, Mr. Mason?
If Kate is innocent, we'll win.
But she is. Kate didn't kill him. She couldn't because... Well, I've heard that from the time your kids are born, they grow away from you. And maybe it's so. But not Katie. We've had a lot of trouble. We've made mistakes. But trouble pulls you together if you love each other. Katie never grew away from me. We got closer. I know Katie better than I know myself, and she couldn't kill anybody.
I should have jumped off a bridge the day she was born.
Take that back. Ed Beekman, you take that back, or I'll never look at you again.
Audrey.
All you've done so far is feel sorry for yourself.
Look, I know the score, Rod. I'm through kidding myself.
Ed, listen to me. If what you say is true, the whole thing comes apart. Everything we've meant to each other, the kids, nothing means anything, and you've always kidded yourself. Ed, look at me. Ed, I know how you feel down deep because I know how you love Katie.
Audrey, if I could get her out of this, I'd step in front of a truck.
Oh, yeah, that'd help a lot.
You know what I mean, Audrey.
Oh, sure, honey. Ed, you just can't give up. And you won't. What do we do, Mr. Mason?
Just what you're doing now, Audrey. Stand together. Remember that Kate is innocent.
We know it.
Ed?
Yeah. I'm okay now, Audrey. But we gotta look this in the face. Sure, she's innocent, but what's it get her? She's in jail. The DA's got evidence.
Yes, he has. But it can't be true. He's in a bad position. And we'll prove it. Just remember that Kate is innocent. That's where we start our fight. And we're starting it now.
Well, the hidden truth that Kate is innocent is already having an effect. Lieutenant Halverson is convinced Kate killed Gordy Weber, but in spite of this conviction, Don is vaguely bothered and disturbed. Now, only a few blocks from the Beekman home, Don Halverson enters a side street bar and grill.
That must be the guy.
Okay, Mr. Willoughby.
They call you Pudge?
Why?
I'm asking, are you Pudge?
So what if I am?
I'm Lieutenant Halverson, homicide. Here's the buzzer.
Yes, sir.
You had a talk with my assistant, Sergeant Riley. You told him some stuff about Miss Kate Beekman.
Oh, yes, sir. Anything wrong, Lieutenant?
I looked over your statement. I've got a couple of questions.
Yes, sir, Lieutenant. Say, you want something to drink?
Give me a cup of coffee.
Coming right up.
Make it black.
There you are.
Are you too busy to talk?
No, we get the late crowd. Hey, what's wrong?
Why, do you expect something to be?
Well, no. What I told you, a man's on the level, so what do I got to worry about? Hey, what's up?
I'm curious about you and Miss Beekman. You say she gave you the come-on, but you brushed her off.
Uh-huh.
So she got mad and tried to brain you. Is that right?
Exactly right, Lieutenant. But this little guy, Weber, she told him I was getting fresh with her, so he pulls a knife and gives me a working over.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else see it?
Uh-uh.
She gave you the come-on.
Yeah, but I didn't give her a tumble, see? She kept on, so when I told her, get lost, baby, she tried to clout me. Want me to heat up that coffee?
Hmm? No. You're sure it was that way, Pudge?
Lieutenant, I wouldn't lie about a thing like that.
You ever spend any time with her? Take her out, anything like that?
No, sir. Oh, you wonder why she got a yen for me, eh?
I'm just curious.
Well, I don't like to brag, and the only reason I'm going to say this is so you'll understand. Dames like me.
Yeah?
Yeah, I got away with dames. Some guys got it, some ain't. I got it. I'm not bragging, you understand? Just explaining.
You ever figure why the dames go for you?
Well, I'm not such a bad-looking guy. And I dress nice. You see this necktie? This necktie cost me $5. And another thing, I got a good build. Here, look at the muscle on my arm. Feel it.
No, I can see it from here.
I took a course in body development. Weightlifting. Dames like a big, strong guy. You're a big guy yourself. A little bigger than me, even. Do you lift weights?
No.
Oh. Well, anyhow, Kate was nuts about me, and she blew a stack when I give her the brush. You seen her?
Mm-hmm.
Some dish, eh?
What?
You know what I mean. She's a real dish.
Oh, she's okay, I guess. She acts like a nice kid.
That's the kind that fools you, huh? Yeah, man.
You like girls, don't you, Pudge?
Sure I like them.
Then why'd you give her the brush?
Oh, well, this is man to man, Lieutenant. Maybe I would have given her a break, but she ran after me. And a real man don't like to be chased.
Well, didn't you feel sorry for her? You're an irresistible guy, and she couldn't help herself.
Well, like I was saying, Katie looks like real class, but a dame with class don't chase a guy, not even me. Am I right?
Yeah. Here's for the coffee.
Oh, this is on me, Lieutenant. Say, I know why you ask about her. She acted nice and sweet when you talked to her, ain't that it?
About like that.
That's the way she operates. I know dames. She's just the opposite from what she seems. She could fool some guys, like the guy she killed, but I was too smart for her. And you know something? Every time I look at myself in the mirror, when I comb my hair or something like that, I tell myself, Pudge, you can be glad you're a cat with brains. Yes, sir. Hey, I don't want your money, Lieutenant. Okay, if you want to pay for it. Oh, you didn't finish. Well, come back when you got more time, Lieutenant. There's more I can tell you about that dame.
Well, though Pudge talked about Kate Beekman, Pudge told Halverson things about himself. And because of what Don learned about Pudge, the lieutenant's vague misgivings are more definite. By all means, hear tomorrow's important and interesting development.